Dr. Seidel Murphy.
Dr. Jordan Mader.
And Seeding Your Future is coming back for the third year. Explain what's up with that program this year.
So we just received, in addition to our WISH funding from the last year, we also just received an extension and public outreach grant from the West Virginia Space Grant Consortium that will allow us to not only continue with the Seeding Your Future conference, but also with our expansion into the Seeding Your Future workshop series for high school students, and will also allow us to do some more advertising and recruiting.
What kinds of outreach and recruiting are you going to be doing this year?
The big thing is we're going to be designing and sending out a mass mailing to students interested potentially in coming to Shepherd to let them know that this is happening and another opportunity to come to the campus and see what we're all about, meet some Shepherd students in science. That's primarily for the workshop series. In addition, the new grant also funds the expansion of the workshop series into the eighth grade so that students who attend the Seeding Your Future conference that are in the eighth grade can immediately transition into the workshop series and keep going with us because we love them. We hope they love us. We'd love to see more of them.
This past year, you did the workshop series for the first time, so I wanted to get an idea of how that went.
So we had 8 hands-on workshops, 2 hours each, once a month from September through April. We had 2 chemistry, we had 2 biology, we had a math, we had a physics, we had
two environmental
workshops. And so kind of a lot of S, and we're working on getting more TEM in there to cover STEM for next year. And so we had a goal of attendance about 20 kids, and we actually ended up at about 10. So that's one of the reasons that we really want to increase our recruitment for next year. But they got to come for 2 hours, do something different every month. We had a lot of repeat attendees that really enjoyed doing the different aspects of STEM. So they had a blast. They got a cool take-home goodie every time.
And these were high school age, correct?
Yes. Yes, these were primarily 9th through 12th grade or equivalent.
Okay. What kind of reaction did you get from them?
Everybody who attended them seemed to really like them. And when we looked at the data we have from both pre-workshop to post-workshop over the first 5, we've seen a positive shift in interest in doing STEM as a career. So we're very excited about that result.
The Seeding Your Future for middle school kids, is it going to be the same this year or different?
We're targeting 125, so we're planning on expanding by 25 participants. It'll be a little bit different because we'll have more people and hopefully as well more faculty members or student groups presenting. And the hope is that by expanding both the students and the presenters that they'll get to maybe see some familiar workshops but also get a chance to experience some new ones.
It's going to be October 29th this year, so mark the date, save the date, put it in big, bold, flashing numbers or letters on your calendar, whatever it takes, October 29th. You can see all the information about this year's workshops on our website, seedingyourfuture.weebly.com.
So or you can always email us at seedingyourfuture@gmail.com.